Well, good morning. Good morning, and thanks be to God for another wonderful day that He has given us to enjoy. I welcome all gathered here this morning, and I look forward to our time together as we worship and praise our Lord and Savior. A couple items of note I'd like to bring to your attention. First is Pastor Eric's schedule this week. He will be in the office on Monday and Tuesday, and will be out Wednesday through Friday. Would also like to highlight on the insert in your bulletin, the Book Bag Bash. The Book Bag Bash will be happening next Sunday, August 3rd, from 4 to 6 here in the gym. This is a long-standing ministry of the Evangelism Committee and provides school supplies for K through 12 students. If you would like to help with that, I'm sure volunteers would be appreciated. I would suggest showing up about 3:30 and you could help with that distribution of those supplies. Now, our morning scripture is taken from Psalm 118, verses 19 through 24, a psalm of praise and rejoicing. Open for me the gates of righteousness. I will enter and give thanks to the Lord. This is the gate of the Lord through which the righteous may enter. I will give you thanks, for you answered me. You have become my salvation. The stone the builders rejected has become the capstone. The Lord has done this, and it is marvelous in our eyes. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice today and be glad in it. Let's pray. O God, our resurrection and life, the promise of your new life in Christ is like a breath of fresh air in a dry and thirsty land. We have gathered as believers and as those who are honestly seeking the truth. Guide our worship this hour. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Thank you. Good morning, everyone. At this time, let us please stand if we are able, and let us sing our hymns of praise. Our hymns of praise are "This Is the Day." It is found on page 6 of your bulletin. And then after a brief intro, we will sing "Leaning on the Everlasting Arms." That is found on page 7. And then after another brief intro, we will go right into "Jesus is Lord of All," and that is found on page 8 of your bulletin. So let us sing "This Is the Day."
This is the day, this is the day that the Lord hath made, that the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it, and be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord hath made, we will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day.
Oh, my.
And now let us all pass the peace of our Lord Jesus Christ amongst us.
I invite children to come forward for the children's message over here on the side. You can sit over here. Your choice. Everybody got a seat? Good morning. How we doing? I was at church camp this last week. Most of the kids woke up at 7:15 in the morning, and they went to bed at 10 o'clock that night, and they were never tired. They just went from activity to activity to activity. I imagine that's what it's like for you. You wake up and you just run all day long. Is that true? No? You still take naps? I wish I could do that. Because if they stayed awake, I had to stay awake. But good morning to you. Camp last week, and then the song that we just sang, Jesus, Lord of All. Camp last week, we focused in on trying to help the children learn that we don't just worship Jesus when we're at church. We worship Jesus every moment of our lives, whether we're playing with toys, whether we're learning how to dance, whether we're playing softball or baseball or basketball, whatever we are doing, whether we're taking piano lessons or anything like that, whatever we're doing, it's about worship of God. We're going to read four different scriptures from the Gospel of Mark this morning, and it's all pointing to the time when Jesus went to the cross. And here's a simple wooden cross. Nothing fancy about it, but when we look at the cross, immediately coming to our mind should be Jesus. That's what Jesus is talking about with his disciples in the readings we're going to have this morning. And Jesus is Lord of all. He wants us to pray to him at all times. He wants us to be willing to read the Bible at any time. He wants us to make decisions for him all the time. And the more we can do that, the less trouble we might get into. Ryan, what grade are you in or going in?
Fourth.
I had fifth and sixth graders last week. And they can be trouble. You cannot be any trouble, can you?
Yes.
Wow, you admit that. I can't believe that. Okay? But... you're young. You have full of energy. You don't want to sit for too long. You want to be active. You want to do things. You want to be learning and reading.
No, well, I don't. I want to be lazy and watch TV all day.
I cannot. That you just said you want to be lazy and watch TV all day. Wow. Wow. I don't know where you get that from. It's not from your parents. They're busy all the time.
My friends are
Just to do it, just chill. Okay. Well, even when you're chilling, we want to be thinking about Jesus. He went to the cross because of his love for us. Jesus is Lord of every aspect of our lives. Let's pray. Lord, we do thank you for the blessing of these children, and we pray for their parents and families in the church as they raise them up in the ways of Jesus. We thank you for the love Jesus has for children, and Lord, help them know in every moment of life, Jesus is with them. In Christ we pray, amen. Thanks for coming up. I am sorry that the clock is still not at the correct time. I wasn't here last week or I would have changed it, and I knew that if I got up there and changed it this morning, I would hurry too much and I'd fall off the ladder. So I made a note to have somebody do that this week. So hopefully by next Sunday, you'll be able to tell when I'm going long once again. As we come into our time of prayer this morning, the concerns that are in the bulletin, certainly be praying for Chrissy and David Stuckey and family. Chrissy's mother, Barbara, passed away on July 21st, entering into eternal life. Visitation will be on Wednesday at Greiser's in Stryker from 4 to 7, and then the funeral services on Thursday at 11 at the Stryker United Brethren Church. Janet Franks let me know that she will be having surgery on August 21st. She's been going through a period of testing these last couple of months. She certainly has great faith and trust that all will work out for God's goodness and God's glory, but we can be praying for her in these days. Also had a call from Deb Weddleman earlier this week, and Greg has been hospitalized. He's been dealing with an issue that the end results came on relatively quickly. They're still waiting reports from biopsies, but lots of pain and not feeling well, and so they covered our prayers as well. And I don't have any updates on anybody else there listed. Let's bow before the Lord in prayer. Gathered together, connected in, watching and listening maybe at some time this week, Lord, we know that this day and every day is a true gift from you. A day of life, a day of activity, days to love and days to offer grace, days to experience your wonder, your miraculous plan of salvation that we read about through the scriptures, through the gospels, through the life and times and teachings of Jesus. Lord, as we gather today, as we worship, we thank you for your presence. We thank you for the guidance and the wisdom imparted through the Holy Spirit, that as we learn from Jesus facing temptation in his humanness, Lord, we face and deal with temptation all of the time. There are so many different activities. There are so many different attractions. There are so many different ways we can devote our attention or spend our money or utilize our time. And Lord, may the song and the scriptures that we sing today, Lord, may we just remember that Jesus is Lord of all. And Jesus wants us to be able to face temptations with strength and with courage, to be able to say no and not to give in to the world and to peer pressure, but to know that Jesus is true and Jesus is right, and he imparts that truth upon us. So we thank you for those times of testing and those times of trial that give us times to strengthen our faith. When nothing else works, when nothing else helps, Lord, we bow before you. Lord God, we pray for your powers of comfort, your powers of peace to be upon Kristen and David Stuckey and all of Barbara's family and friends. Lord, they grieve and mourn in these days, but they know the truth and have the hope of eternal life in their hearts. And that's what Barbara believed in, and we thank you for her entry into eternal life. We pray for Janet and we pray for Greg and Deb as they go through these days of wondering and waiting for surgeries and waiting for test results. Lord, may they continue to focus in on your plan for them in their lives and their plan of salvation in the ways that they can glorify you. We pray for the moments when there is weakness. We pray for those times when they're not feeling well. Lord, may the treatment, may the medications they receive be a blessing to them in those hours. We continue to pray for Charlene and Denise and Justin, for little Rylan and for Dan and Braden, and for Chloe and Josie. We pray for those people on our minds in these very moments that we've not offered verbally, orally. We just pray for their well-being, spiritually and physically. Lord, hear us as we pray the prayer of our Lord. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.
The sermon scriptures this morning are taken from the Gospel of Mark, with selected readings from chapters 10, 11, 14, and 15. I invite you to follow along as I read, as the words will be displayed on the screen behind me and as well can be found on page 4 and 5 of your bulletin. As we pick up the reading in chapter 10, Jesus and his disciples are on their way to Jerusalem to celebrate the Passover feast, and this is a recording of the days leading up to Jesus' death and resurrection. Mark 10, verses 32 through 45. They were on their way up to Jerusalem, with Jesus leading the way, and the disciples were astonished, while those who followed were afraid. Again, he took the 12 aside and told them what was going to happen to him. "We are going up to Jerusalem," he said, "and the Son of Man will be betrayed to the chief priests and the teachers of the law. They will condemn him to death and will hand him over to the Gentiles, who will mock him and spit on him, flog him and kill him. 3 days later, he will rise." Then James and John, the sons of Zebedee, came to him. "Teacher," they said, "we want you to do for us whatever we ask." "What do you want me to do for you?" he asked. They replied, "Let one of us sit at your right and the other at your left in your glory." "You don't know what you are asking," Jesus said. "Can you drink the cup I drink or be baptized with the baptism I am baptized with?" "We can," they answered. Jesus said to them, "You will drink the cup I drink and be baptized with the baptism I am baptized with, but to sit at my right or left is not for me to grant. These places belong to those for whom they have been prepared." When the 10 heard about this, they became indignant with James and John. Jesus called them together and said, "You know that those who are regarded as rulers of the Gentiles lord it over them, and their high officials exercise authority over them. Not so with you. Instead, whoever wants to become great among you must be your servant, and whoever wants to be first must be slave of all. For even the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve and to give his life as a ransom for many." Moving now to Mark 11, chapter 11, verses 1 through 10, Jesus' triumphal entry. As they approached Jerusalem and came to Bethpage and Bethany at the Mount of Olives, Jesus sent two of his disciples, saying to them, "Go to the village ahead of you, and just as you enter it, you will find a colt tied there, which no one has ever ridden. Untie it and bring it here. If anyone asks you, 'Why are you doing this?' tell him, 'The Lord needs it and will send it back here shortly.'" They went and found a colt outside in the street, tied at a doorway. As they untied it, some people standing there asked, What are you doing untying that colt?" They answered as Jesus had told them, and the people let them go. When they brought the colt to Jesus and threw their cloaks over it, he sat on it. Many people spread their cloaks on the road, while others spread branches they had cut in the fields. Those who went ahead and those who followed shouted, "Hosanna! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Blessed is the coming kingdom of our father David. Hosanna to the highest." Scott and Josh Reeb will now share a song with us.
You are my strength when I am weak. You are the treasure that I seek. You are my all in all.
Seeking you as a precious jewel, or to give up I'd be a fool. You are my all in all.
Jesus, Lamb of God, worthy is your name. Jesus, Lamb of God, worthy is your name.
Taking my sin, my cross, my shame, rising again, I bless your name. You are my all in all. When I fall down, you pick me up.
And
when I am dry, you fill my cup. You are my all in all.
Jesus, Lamb of God, worthy is your name. Jesus, Lamb of God, worthy is your name. Jesus, Lamb of God, worthy is your name. Jesus, Lamb.